That's going to keep them in business for quite a while, I think. This is Newsday with Lawrence and Claire. Now, let's talk about the Gambia. The possibility raised by ECOWAS that they might use military force to try to bring to an end the impasse in the tiny West African state. The outgoing president, just to remind you, Yahya Jammeh, lost the presidential election last month, conceded, then changed his mind. He now refuses to step down. In a couple of days, his opponent, Adama Barrow, is supposed to be inaugurated as president. The trouble is, he's not in the country. He left with ECOWAS leaders who had gone to Gambia to try to convince Yahya Jammeh to stand down. So he is in Senegal at the moment. Hundreds, if not thousands, of Gambians are voting with their feet in their alarm for the situation. They've been leaving the country, going to Senegal and further. Peter Pinar is a researcher at Michigan State University. He looks particularly at transfers of power at regional groupings, such as ECOWAS, the West African regional grouping as well, and how they operate. He's obviously been writing extensively recently on Gambia. Does he think that ECOWAS, the regional grouping, will actually be up to militarily intervening in Gambia?
I think they are absolutely up for this test. And one of the key things to note about ECOWAS is their zero tolerance for these power-sharing agreements that we see in other regions, such as the power-sharing agreement in Zimbabwe or the power-sharing agreement in Kenya. And the problem with these is that a power-sharing agreement by nature is outside of the Constitution. So by enacting a power-sharing agreement in the Gambia, for example, that sets a bad precedent in the region for elections. The second part is the nature of the leaders of West Africa has changed in a way that it hasn't, I believe, in East and Southern Africa, in the sense that a majority of the leaders right now in ECOWAS, or a large number of the key players in ECOWAS, are themselves former opposition leaders. So Buhari had run in a number of elections before obtaining power in 2015. Same with Nana Akufo-Addo just recently in Ghana. So we're really seeing a coalition of former opposition leaders who are now running the countries in West Africa. So that changes the dynamic significantly about how they understand what an opposition should do and how a power transition itself should look like.
When we're trying to judge the mood of the people, we were hearing on this program not long ago from people who are now sort of fleeing across the border, leaving into Senegal and further. Doesn't it come down to the fact that the army still supports Jammeh? People know what's coming and their fears are real, it would seem to me.
Absolutely. There is a real fear. And this is a very tough call for ECOWAS and the generals that are meeting and making some of these decisions. The one thing to think about is the military at this time. We are hearing what the major generals are saying, but that doesn't mean that the regular troops themselves or the lower level generals are going to fight in the face of a sufficient ECOWAS deterrent. It could be possible that big sections of the military may sort of see the writing on the wall and get behind this transition that's there. But of course, military conflict is scary. In Cote d'Ivoire, that conflict was a protracted conflict, and there were many deaths in that conflict.
Do you think the inauguration will go ahead? Is it going to take place in the stadium, do you think, in just a couple of days?
I think the inauguration will take place. He has the region and the continent behind him.
And what does Jammeh do in the next few days? Has he painted himself into a corner? Because everyone always says strategically you have to offer a way out. What's his way out?
I don't think he has much of a way out here. Right now he's in the process of legal acrobatics. And the fact that he's clinging to the institutions of government that he himself decided to belittle over the period of his rule is a bit of an irony. For Jammeh right now, it's a situation is does he want a really bad outcome? And that's the really bad outcome is the Gbagbo outcome. Or does he want a sort of an okay but not so good outcome? And that's the exile option.
Peter Pinar, researcher at Michigan State University, laying out some of the options surrounding the crisis in the Gambia.